David Hochberg does a wonderful job with Team Hochberg of making sure that you don't get fleeced, taken to the cleaners, taken advantage of, but only if you call the Team Hochberg people. You can't swing by your house. That's your part of the action. And, of course, you follow through and you get him the numbers he needs, and the Team Hochberg people will tell you what they can do for you, and they'll be honest about it. There's a real lack of honesty in the financial world.
There's a lot of deception. There's a lot of misleading. I heard an ad driving in this morning that, call me now, refinance, and skip two mortgage payments. And I literally wanted to reach through the radio and grab this guy by the throat and smack him in the head, because it's a lie. You never skip a mortgage payment.
Well, you do if you want a zero credit rating.
Well, it's not so much that. What you're doing is you're doing a cash out transaction, and you're taking the money out of your house, which is covering 2 months worth of mortgage payments. You never skip a payment. Banks don't make billions of dollars a quarter by allowing homeowners to skip mortgage payments.
But am I not right about this? The missing a mortgage payment, even paying it late by a day, is the fastest way to ruin your credit rating.
Paying it past the 15th day.
That's what I mean.
Paying it on the first day of the following month that it's due, that is the fastest way to get kicked right in the teeth and have your credit blown up. If you pay it after the 15th of the month, we just left February, right? So if your mortgage payment was due on the 15th and you paid it on the 16th with the late fee, you're still on time. If you pay it today, you're whammo. Okay,
yeah, then you got problems.
Then you got problems because you're March 1st, right? It's my daughter's birthday. Happy birthday, Lindsay.
Oh, is that today?
It's 13. Yep, she's already on to another class. I know I asked you to call her, but she's into
social
studies.
Doesn't she have a bat mitzvah coming up?
She got a bat mitzvah coming up. We got a whole thing going
when
on.
When is that?
It's this weekend.
Fantastic.
Listen how you say it.
Where are you going? Let's hear it.
I want it over with already.
Was it reasonable price-wise?
Yeah, depends what your definition of reasonable is.
Band or DJ?
To me, it's a mid-sized car, but to others it would be reasonable.
Wedding bar mitzvah, morning bar mitzvah.
We talked about it last week. Back in the day, as you know, because we're the same tribe, Mark.
Yeah.
We used to get
Mark's actually Persian.
Well, I know, but but he's part of the tribe. We used to get him bat mitzvah to marry him off at the same time, and you used to get a dowel, right? You used to get a couple of
dowry. You get a cow.
You get a couple of chickens, a horse. You can replenish
your
farm.
Nothing now. You get nothing.
I get a big fat bill. I get more than one bill.
But the joy in your daughter's face.
235 people. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, the constant thank yous you'll get from her punk friends who take their goodie bag and don't even know that you gave it to them.
I'm going to trip those bastards all over the place. Right there. I got extra security in place.
You got separate adult and kid party going on?
Yeah. All right, enough of this.
The kids are over on the right side. I'm on the left. There's 135 of them.
You're a soft touch.
We're outnumbered,
but
I could take at least 10 of them down at a time.
You love them.
Yeah, I love them all. I love them at 11:30 when they leave. So, so that's what we do. You know, it's deceiving.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
Okay. Interest rates have gone up.
Yes, they have.
All right. Housing inventory is down.
It's tight.
Found the perfect house. Audrey and I have just found the perfect house.
Yeah. Good.
We're about to move into our perfect house.
Congratulations.
However.
Yes.
Maybe we should wait.
Sure, you should wait, and then the rates will go up another half a point, and the house won't be there.
I told you we should finance today.
Yeah, listen, you can wait all you want, right? Because you are a bond trader, and you have your finger on the pulse of exactly what's going on. You know where rates are going to go, because you're smarter than everybody else, and then you wait.
Can you imagine if I was a bond trader? How bad would that business be?
I would go the opposite of whatever you're trading. It would be great for me. But, you know.
Bond trade would be James Bond DVDs. That's all I'm trading. It would
be very scary. So the 30-year fixed average last year was 3.99%, according to Freddie Mac.
Okay.
Right now, in January, February, the average is like 4.3, 4.4. So we're up almost a full half a point since the average of last year. Mm-hmm. So I've been saying on this show and other shows on this radio station that we have a better shot at hitting 5 than we do hitting 3. Okay, you can go back and check the tape, right? And it's in an upwardly trajectory position that it's going up. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just trying to tell you, if you're waiting for it to correct, I don't think you could think it'd be waiting a long time, other than a catastrophic event like 9/11 happening again, or something bad happened with the presidency where it freaks the markets out. Right now, economy's getting good. You got the Fed, who was supposedly predicting the rates were only going to go up three times this year, mm-hmm. came out at the beginning of the year and said, hey, expect a four-time increase because the economy's getting better. Folks, you better get ahead of this thing because it's not going away.
Okay, so Andre and I and our child, Mark, we don't have the perfect place yet, but we're trying to find a school district that will take Mark.
Yes.
Thanks, Dad.
It's difficult.
Yeah, which is not easy. Yeah.
It's tough to get a 30-year-old in a third grade.
Can we come into you and do the paperwork and be ready to go for when we do?
Yes. What we do is we do a full approval, not pre-approvals, because pre-approvals are worthless if you haven't heard.
And an actual approval.
You come in, we take an application, we collect all of your information, and we submit it to one of our six in-house underwriters who will underwrite the file on a to-be-determined basis. They go through your income, they go through your credit, they go through everything.
Can we include Andrea's gambling winnings?
Yes. Okay. Yes, as long as we have a two-year history and we could show it on your tax returns, mm-hmm. it's good. Mm-hmm. I actually had a guy who took money out of an ATM, he was a gambler, took money out of the ATM in Des Plaines, okay, at Riverboat,
is Rivers. That,
at Rivers Casino, mm-hmm. and then he went and gambled and then put the money back. So we had to get, true story, we had to get the ATM deposits with the withdrawals. Thank God he was a good gambler, and we were able to count the large deposits because we were able to show
you wonder why Hochberg is stressed out. These are the people he's dealing with.
I was going to ask him a question, but I don't want him.
No, he's a good friend of mine. I won't say his name. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? What's this $15,000 deposit? He's like, oh yeah, I was at Rivers. I had a good night. It was great. I took out like 5, 10, 15 grand, and I put 30 in. So he's like, what's the problem? I'm like, what's the problem?
When we come back, Andre and I would like to know how we're going to continue to pay cash for Mark's therapist.
Thank you.
And then you have another question.
I have an appraising question.
Appraisal question for real. More with Hochberg in a moment. What's the website?
PERLDavid.com. You could go to WGNDavid.com and get you to the same place. You could call 312-751-1333, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we do work weekends.
Back after this, 720 WGN and CLTV. Back with David Hochberg, Andrea.
All right, so say, hypothetically, you are getting, you either want to refinance or whatnot, you get an appraisal, you refinance again, you get a lesser appraisal.
Yes.
Is that cause to worry?
No.
Does that mean your place is depreciating?
No, because that happened to you and you freaked out and I told you not to worry about it.
Hypothetically.
Right. No. Listen, it happens to a lot of people, right? It happened to me when I refinanced back in the day. I refinanced. It came in at one price. I refinanced it 8 months later when rates dropped again. It came in $20,000 left.
Less.
My wife is freaking out going, what are we going to do? You know, I'm like, the house is lower in value. I'm like, you plan on moving anytime soon? I'm like, what are you worried about? You're like everybody else I talked to. I'm like, flipping relax.
Right.
I'm like, so houses in our area in the northern suburbs are all back to where they were. It shouldn't be an issue if you have a ton of equity and you're able to refinance. You have no control over it. If you really think you're being mishandled and have been misapplied in terms of value, there is a petition process where we could get comps, comparable values, mm-hmm. to submit to a review board and 50-50 shot that it'll work to get the value back up.
But that's only used to get your new rate. It's not going to be used for anything else in the future.
No, it's just used. No, it's got nothing to do with the with the taxes or it helps you.
You got nothing on me, see?
Well, it helps you appeal your taxes if you get a very, very low one.
Right,
That's when you want to use it to appeal your taxes.
All I ask is that you call Team Hochberg.
Yes.
Because, listen, why would you not want to at least try to get the deal? Try to see what Hochberg can. He's got tricks up his sleeve that I believe are legal.
And I ask you to do the same thing. That would be great. I really need the support. I could use all the help I could get right now.
Yes.
Team Hochberg, what number?
312-751-1333, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or WGNDavid.com.